come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Before we go on the air, Chef Eric, size does matter. I asked Eugenie and she...
Of knives. Yes.
That's what I was talking about.
Just
Okay. Welcome back, my friend, Chef and a Fat Man, live from Cook's Warehouse, where we're discussing the size and the length and how it does matter when you're using a knife, because a smaller blade can give you a little more control.
A dice.
And so we are watching Chef Eric and Chef Eugenia on Dueling Knives. I felt, see, from New York, I thought you'd appreciate a little banjo music in the background. But they are now, Chef Eric is cutting up the green pepper, and you are cutting up Eugenia?
Fennel.
Yes.
Bulb of fennel, and including the greens. The greens are good. Don't throw out the greens. They're really good.
Oh, really? So you're saving, you're using the whole thing?
I'm using greens. I'm actually only cutting up about a cup of fennel, but cutting up the greens, too, is great. They're really flavorful. And they can be used in a lot of capacities, like when you make a braise or a stew. I just pull them off, you know, if I'm not, let's say I'm making a salad with the bulb, right? And I just pull off those greens and put them raw into a baggie in the freezer. And then the next time I make a braised stew, you know, meat or a soup, I just pull them out and throw them in frozen. And they add this great fennel flavor. And they dissolve right away.
It has such a great scent.
Oh, it's divine. It's just divine.
And you can really use the fennel fronds as dill.
You sure can.
As a replacement for dill.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. And it's to do a fennel stuffed eggs that are garnished with fennel tops. It's excellent. It's just a shame that stores cut them off and throw them away.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Stop.
Well, most stores don't know what it is. When I go into most stores, not, of course, Whole Foods, but that start with a P.
Yes.
They'll say, now, what is this? I'll say, it's fennel. And they'll say, yeah, that's not on my list. I'm like, try anise. Oh, yeah, there it is,
yeah.
under lettuces. Okay, whatever.
But it does make a fantastic salad.
Yes.
You know, just sliced fennel with the oil and vinegar, and yummy. It's great.
Now, we are prepping all these veg for what is it going to accompany?
We are going to steam mussels, just like you get when you go to an Italian restaurant. It's a really simple, fast dish. But our ulterior motive is to that leftover broth is really fantastic cooking product. So we're doing steamed mussels so that we can get two dinners.
And you will describe that in depth. Get it? Depth, mussels, water.
Oh, geez.
That's just too thin.
Yeah, so.
But that's okay. It was really a noble try.
Well, thank you. In fact, one of your books was actually nominated for a James Beard.
Uh-huh.
Like on clams or mussels.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Ouch.
I know. I really have But this is the continued success that you've had. This book is really more than just a cookbook. It's more of a learning curve for people. It's a teaching curve. It's a way to really maximize their food budget, because that's one of the things, especially in these tough times, people are always whining, and we hear them all the time, wah, 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 everything's so expensive, but you actually are giving them a way to make it much more practical, much more economical, and not spending a whole lot more time in the kitchen, but coming up with some really great recipes throughout the week.
That's kind of you to say. Thank you. I think that what I'm really doing is reimagining 20th century food waste, right? This is the way your grandmother, well, our grandmothers and some people's great grandmothers cooked. And it's just that how do you do that in the 21st century when everybody's got like all these jobs and we're all working and running all the time? So that's the difference. Now, the kitchen ecosystem I'm describing is Mediterranean-based with a little Greek on the side, a little Spanish, a little Mexican, but basically it's Mediterranean. Now, a Thai kitchen ecosystem is going to be different. But the notions, the concepts are the same.
Very good.
So I'm just washing the lemon,
okay.
Because they're often waxed,
right.
If they're not organic. And I've gotten to this habit that we're using a half of a lemon in the steamed mussels, but I've gotten to this habit that when I juice, before I juice, I just take off at least half of the zest, like stripes of the zest, and put it in the fridge or freezer. Then I always have the zest on hand.
Oh, nice. Great idea.
You know when you look in the in the garbage can and you see like all the ends of the asparagus or all of the rinds?
All the asparagus in my retreat. My trash can.
Yeah, I thought it was just cauliflower.
You save those for stocks or for, I mean.
Yeah, or it makes its own stock.
Yeah.
Or what about the rinds from, like, when you juice a bunch of oranges? If you look in the fridge and it makes you feel guilty, like it feels bad to throw it away, you're right.
You're right.
It's amazing how you have an intuition about what's edible.
And so is there any secret to, let's say you're going to freeze the rinds, just stick it in a Ziploc bag?
I just put it in a baggie or a little Tupperware in the freezer. It holds great. So sometimes I'll grate it on a grater, like a microplaner kind of thing. Other times I'll just use the regular zester and have big pieces, because that's how you'd make limoncello. You save a bunch of this, and
absolutely.
Then you can do a limoncello while you're making dinner one night, and then you don't need dinner anymore.
This is right. Exactly.
You have a little drink dinner.
Of course, a lot of limoncello needs to sit for a while.
But it's great. You set it up. You put it away. You have to put it somewhere where you're not going to remember it is.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
Otherwise you're obsessing.
Yeah, I was going to say he could never make limoncello.
I hide it.
Because the second day he'd be over there.
You know,
it's amazing. It'll get the color like within a day.
Yeah.
And it starts looking like really good.
And you think.
Yeah,
but it really needs to mellow out or it's too astringent.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic if you put it in a hiding place, like in the closet, and then you know, come Christmas time, you're like, holy moly, look what I made.
All right, what do we do with our mussels here?
So we're throwing in a bunch of things. We've got, we're in a big pot, we're putting in the chopped fennel. It's about a cup. We're putting in about a half a cup of chopped, looks like more like a cup, doesn't matter. It's going to be a little bit more green peppery as a result. That's good. So we're putting in the chopped green peppers. We're putting in a bunch of chopped celery, about half a cup. And we're going to throw in some fresh oregano sprigs, but you can put dried in. That's fine. We're going to put in, do we have garlic?
We do.
Let me
mince this for you. Oh, wait.
There we go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. And look what you did. You put an expiration date
again,
on this,
you
too.
He gives and he gives.
It just never stops.
You got to label everything that's going into the...
My goodness. All right. So we usually put about 2 garlic cloves. So of this beautifully finely chopped garlic, I'm going to add 2 teaspoons, which looks about right.
Would you like me to chop some... parsley,
cilantro. Let's chop up a little parsley and cilantro. So the thing to think about, actually, I'm going to pull the leaves off the one of the oreganos, and I'm going to leave the rest on the stem so I can remove them. But the idea is, you know, you're going to be, we're making a stock, but we're also going to be eating it, so it needs to be chopped up well enough to enjoy in the plate, you know, not like big, gigantic hunks of stuff. I usually put in a little red pepper. But we have a bit of jalapeno, so I'm just going to cut the tip off and chuck it in. I put in a half a lemon. I'm going to put in a bay leaf. These are beautiful. I'm putting in 2. Right now I'm looking into the bottom of this pan.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it's just gorgeous. It's just all of this beautiful green chopped stuff with the herbs and a big half a lemon. It's a green goddess, you know, in the making. And now we're gonna add the mussels. Actually, we have to dump them.
Are these gonna be drunken mussels or are they?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the only the best. We're going to actually add our herbs in now.
Okay.
Thank you. That was fast. Wow, that guy can chop when he wants to.
That's how he did the garlic and the...
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, what happened to the mussels?
Right over
Oh, here they are. Okay, good. So then we're just going to throw the mussels in on top of all those vegetables. And, you know, I think we should... Is it about 2 cups of water we're going to add as well?
Two cups of water and about a half a bottle of wine, which is...
More wine than water? Why not? The mussels are happy. So should you be. We are Chef and a Fat Man with Eugenia Bone. Her book, The Kitchen Ecosystem, is killing it on the market.